said the Kediri ambassador earlier today before ceremonially ripping out the throat of Crown Prince...
The bullet! Now on WKRP in New Cincinnati, your heart is just a hologrammatic circuit for my love from Logarithm Method.
You're tuned to Gigamarket Hyper FM, playing you the best in infomercials, deal implants, and telegraphological subliminal corticostimulatory messages. Place your forehead or hindbrain against the speaker plate and fully immerse yourself in the unbelievable range of offers you can find today at Gigamarket, the greatest shop in the galaxy.
Oh, last. Switch to autopilot, Joseph.
Switching to autopilot. Autopilot engaged.
Good. I'm going to be busy for a while.
Engaging humanoid brain.
Scanning need cortex. Cross-referencing styles enter. Connecting to wish load. Tickling bargain threshold.
Shoes. Show me shoes.
Welcome to the Imelda Marcos Shoe Canyon.
Chalet. Moi. Open diary, Joseph.
Proceed.
Thought I'd better make an entry before we land on Balladroon, as I don't envisage having a lot of time to make any while I'm there. I'm going to be busy, busy, busy. This really is a unique opportunity, a wonderful dig, and not just as Brax described it, three latrines from the Balladroonian Dark Ages, minimal pottery and a few scutterpig bones. He seemed to be perturbed that the site was in the Gigamarket car park. Seemed to think that was my reason for going there. Seemed to think that I could be harbouring an ulterior motive. What kind of shoe-obsessed archaeologist does he take me for? Adrian will be quite happy to let me borrow his credit chip. When I get round to telling him that I already have it. Of course, I'll only use it to get the bare essentials I need for the baby. And my feet. Virtual post-it note. Make sure I review that entry at a later date to see whether it is ironically postmodern to a degree that could be described as criminal within the boundaries of the law or my collection contract. Diary off.
Diary off.
Sell them, I said. When the price drops off 2 zillion, force a run on Pistartle and squeeze out Kunst. I'm not at all happy with the impulses. And you remember what happens when I'm not happy, don't you? Joggen out. You, how much longer am I to be kept waiting? Is this how you treat all visiting dignitaries, huh? You find out. This is intolerable. And at least get me a guy who communicates in interspeak. Understood? Not binary doggerel.
Mr. Joggon. Mr. Joggon, I'm terribly sorry to have kept you waiting. If you would like to accompany me, I'll take you through to the visitor lounge on the 98th floor.
Keylor. Would you explain to me why I've been left here for almost an entire cycle in the company of what could only be described as a shopping basket with a brain glued to it?
Please accept Gigamarket's sincerest apologies, Mr. Joggon. There are many important people to be greeted today, and I am only one man.
Well, then I suggest you get yourself cloned, but change the face.
Yeah, that's... It... No! No, could you just... Careful! I didn't drag those Archaeobots halfway across the sector for you to smash them to smithereens!
And if I spoke binary, I'm sure I would be suitably placated.
Oh, just be careful, all right? Now, can I leave you to get on with unloading the ship? The Archaeobots will activate themselves once they're out of the crates. I need to pop into Gigamarket for a few... I know enough binary to understand the word shoes buster, so less of your robotic cheek and get on with it, yes?
Oh, everyone's a comedian.
This is the reception suite.
Good grief.
That is correct, Mr. Jorgon. You'll be most comfortable here until the marketing demonstrations begin. Blastitol and Forganella will give their right mandibles to be here today. I hope you can see what a valued partner we consider your Vorax Corporation to be.
It is a special relationship that I most surely want to strengthen.
Oh, good. Give me strength and a bucket.
Dear Brax, the dig is going well. We've uncovered more latrines than you can shake. And start again.
Are
you okay, Joseph?
All systems functioning within normal limits.
Well, what was that ack-ack boing thing then?
All systems are functioning within normal limits.
If you didn't want to say you had a bit of fluff in your biotelegraphical relays or whatever, why didn't you say so?
All systems are still functioning.
All right, let's go to the Shoe Canyon. Adrian's credit chip is burning a hole in my bum bag.
Professor Summerfield.
Bugger.
Professor, as explained in your SurePath documentation, I was to meet you at the site of the dig. When I finally managed to trace your implant, I find you in the entrance hall. I trust you're not going to start the dig here.
Oh, no. Just having a wander around while the Archaeobots set up and begin the dig. Fascinating place, the Giga Market. I understand you sell shoes?
Well, yes, every product in the known galaxy, actually. But surely you're not interested in the Giga Market, not when there are the finest Baladrunian latrines to be painstakingly uncovered, carefully peeling back history layer by layer.
If you like. About the shoes.
When I found that you were to be in charge of the dig, my heart leapt like a salmon in my chest.
Right.
Not only was the foremost archaeologist in the sector coming to dig at the Giga Market, but I was to be her liaison officer. Would you mind terribly if I asked you to sign a copy of your book?
Well, actually, the Shoe Canyon
if
was...
If you could just make it out to my dearest Keylor. I wouldn't have found the latrines without you. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Now, hold on.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Really?
Oh, yes.
All right, then. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
I'll be the envy of everyone at the Baladrunian Historical Society. Would you like to see the Shoe Canyon? The hovercarts are this way.
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Why are we stopping? I can't see a single shoe, not even a pair of novelty laces. God, is that supposed to be me?
I thought you might like to see the book display we have for Down Among the Dead Men. It's rather impressive, don't you think?
Yes, well, I think so. It's not often you see yourself 30 metres high, fit, tanned and in such a skimpy apparel. I don't remember actually digging in a spandex bikini, but hey, if it sells books... Design it yourself, did you?
I had a hand in his conception.
Do I have to be shown quite so much thigh?
I'm pleased to say that sales have improved 50% since the new display has been in place.
So, books on gynecology, no doubt.
Shall we continue?
Yes! Oh, no! Oh, wait a sec. If this is the archaeology section, you'll have a copy of Sinister Scratchings by Uthal Mandrulian?
Of course! It's set text for the Baladrunian Historical Society, the greatest work on the ancient latrines ever written. Do you like a copy as a souvenir?
Nope. I want a copy as a field guide. I don't know anything about the latrines, and I need to be an expert by the time Brax checks in to find out where all his investments are going. Sorry, did I just say all that out loud?
Right, well, here it is. Only a floppy screen edition, I'm afraid.
But where do I pay?
Just wipe your chip over the payment stub.
Right. Joseph, scan the credit chip. What's the limit?
Scanning. Time delay message from Mr. Wall. Reading. Hello, Benny. Tried to use the credit chip then. Thought you might leave me here with Peter while you gallivanted about. Nice of you to ask first. I'm not spiteful. However, my credit chip is. Happy shopping. Message ends.
Bastard. What's the limit on the chip, Joseph?
Spending ceiling set to lukewarm, Professor.
Lukewarm? I'll hardly be able to get a pair of slingbacks for that.
Please accept this copy of Sinister Scratchings as a gift from the Giga Market Corporation.
Oh, bugger that. Give me a discount on the shoes. If I'd have known it would take this long to get to the Shoe Canyon, I'd have landed the ship on the other side of the Giga Market.
Of course. Obviously, you want to spend the maximum time at the dig.
Oh, obviously. What's this floor?
This is floor 6 of the stationery department.
Floor 6? In a paperless universe, that's a lot of paperclips.
Not every culture has eschewed paper in favor of the floppy screen, Professor Summerfield. There are whole systems out there with a need for paperclips.
And all ready to spend them as Zoom is here, I take it.
We have an aggressive and innovative marketing department, Professor.
And real proximity problems. If you were any closer, you'd be in this blouse with me.
Sorry.
Thank you. I know the label on the perfume said men can't help acting on pheromone-induced insanity, but there's no need to make an exhibition of yourself, Keela.
I do apologise. I didn't realise I was so close. It must have been when we cornered that product tower. Very slippery, these hovercart benches.
Lame. However, as you're taking me to see the shoes, I'll let you off the fluttering. Just the once. Okay?
Professor, I'm afraid there is nothing the store computer techs can do. The credit chip's lukewarm rating cannot be overwritten.
Oh, spheres.
I'm sure you'll be able to find something with your budget. What do you make of the shoe canyon?
Wow. I mean, wow. I've been wowed by experts. Wow. Too close.
Sorry. Here you will find every conceivable design of monopedal, bipedal, tricopedal.
I get the leg thing.
Right.
Leather. Goddess, leather, is this real leather? Like, off an animal, not synthotan.
Real leather, Professor?
I've died and gone to heaven, which is what we can also hope for the cow.
Each bovine skin donation was bequeathed through will and probate, on death by natural causes. You can see the small print on the label.
Oh, so you can. I swear the galaxy gets weirder every day. How much weirder can it get?
Ah, well, our selection of LSD-implanted footwear...
It was a rhetorical question, Keela. I wasn't putting in a request. Now, you're a bloke, and blokes hate shopping with birds, so why don't you just hop it back to that marketing demonstration you've been banging on about for the last half hour and, well, let me get on with some serious shopping.
Loopy! Loopy! Everything is normal. Boing! Parameters?
Joseph, what is the matter?
7, 6. 5, 4, he's a jolly good fellow. Boing.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I feel slightly... Oh, goddess, I mean, definitely sick.
The shoes, they're...
Turning back into cows. Oh, gross. Oh, okay, great goddess of vicious morality lessons, I give in. I'll never wear leather shoes again. I get the message. I wish I thought of praying in other tight spots I've been in. Keela, you appear to be standing in a cow.
I know. I think it's dead.
I hope so.
So do I.
Sidereal feed to galactic meantime established. At the third stroke, the time on Balladrone will be 9.67.33.
Oh, bollocks it is. That's last week.
My watch says the same.
Just get out of that cow.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
You know, it really is time you had a bit of a clean-up in here, Joseph. There's a fair amount of fluff.
Fluff?
Ouch! Okay, I'll stop poking about. Well, everything seems to be in working order anyway. Confirm the time again.
9.67.34.
Impossible. That's 9 days ago. Time shifts on that scale are, well, unheard of. Joseph, scan credit chip. What's the rating?
No spending ceiling. Credit rating set at God blimey, Gavner. Do you want to take the shop as well?
Result! Keela, apart from all the dead cows, is everything else okay?
Well, there are a few bewildered sales operatives reporting in sick from the chronometer department, but otherwise everything is fine.
Doesn't explain the leather growing flesh and blood.
No. Security is suggesting it was an attack by the vegan terrorist faction.
There are vegan terrorists?
Gigamarket attracts more than its fair share of paramilitary loonies. Anyone would think that capitalism was a dirty word.
Quite. So, I'm safe to continue shopping?
Yes, I must attend the marketing demonstration in a few minutes. Are you all right to be left here to your own devices? This tracker will help you locate me when you need me.
Ah, thanks. And Keela?
Yes, Professor?
You can stop holding my hand now.
Right.
I'll tell you what. I'll take 2 pairs of those. Loose fit. Ooh, now that's what I call a heel. Make holes in Brax's carpet. Now, what the hell? Take 2 shopping trolleys into the shoe canyon? Not me. I'll take 6.
Taylor!
Yes, Mr. Jogon?
I am still waiting in the reception suite. I have just experienced a time shift anomaly that has thrown a week's worth of expectorate back at me from goddess knows where.
Sincerest apologies, Mr. Jogon. We are still trying to ascertain the causes for the difficulties we've been experiencing. The demonstration has been postponed for an hour or so until we can retrieve the holovids from the amphitheater, which has unaccountably just reduced itself to a plastic creature slurry.
Well, the guests are getting anxious, Keylor. You may have noticed the 9-point fall in Gigamarket's stock in the last quarter cycle. You can put it down almost exclusively to our disappointment. Imagine what would happen to the market price if we were to be distressed.
I fully appreciate the gravity of the situation, Mr. Jogon. Please rest assured that we are doing everything we can to ensure a smooth conclusion to the day.
Jogon out.
Do my ankles look thick in these? Okay, I'll try that heavy-duty shoehorn. Oh, do you have a cosmetic surgery department? If I could just get a few millimetres shaved off this heel, I'm sure they'd fit.
Well,
oh, I'd like to pay for this pile. Oh, and that's this pile and this pile. That pile is sort of second choice, but I'll wait to see if the credit chip can cope first. It's not a fence to buy this many shoes, is it? I wouldn't want to break any laws.
Excuse me. Hey! Come back! The next counter is a week's hard march from here. Do you expect me to drag these shoes all the way on my own?
Oh, goddess. Well, if I got another two trolleys, perhaps I could get them down to the ship. It's 12 months and a pokey worth a couple of hundred pairs of new shoes. Goddess, what am I saying? No, contest. I wonder if they'd let me exercise in a different pair every day. Joseph?
Professor!
Those are blood-curdling screams, aren't they?
Sound analysis is not one of my factory set functions. If you wish to purchase the expansion kit
It was a rhetorical question. They are screams. They do sound blood-curdling. And I wanted to feel that I wasn't suddenly alone in this forgotten corner of the Shoe Canyon. Is that understood?
With only simple low-cost reprogramming, this unit can be actuated for rhetorical questions.
Oh, stop trying to sell me upgrades. Let's try the tracker Keylor gave me. He may be suffering from wandering hand syndrome, but at least he's a friendly face in a world that has suddenly become far too screamy for my liking. Joseph, follow me.
Professor?
What in goddess name is that?
For the price of a small upgrade, this unit can be...
Oh, shut up! I wasn't talking to you! Bugger it, see me!
Follow me!
I'm right in front of you! I've just been chased by a cross between a 3-meter-tall pepperami and a cross-eyed autopsy. It only stopped because it couldn't work out how to operate the lift. Oh, there are bodies everywhere.
Keep your head down. The Bovali hunt by sight, not by scent.
Bovali? But...
Bovali in the Giga Market. They're hunting the customers.
Shouldn't they be on their side of the force wall? I thought it was impossible for the Bovali to leave the Protectorate and enter the human sector and vice versa.
It is, but there must have been a breach. This is a disaster.
Oh, goddess, we have got to get out of here, Keylor!
Yes, right, yes. There is a plan for the evacuation and fire drill, that sort of thing.
We're hunting through the rose. They're bound to find us soon. How could this happen?
Delicious. 20 points in the last 3 minutes. There's a run on Gigamarket. Follow it close. I want to be there first to the death. Yes. Yes. Down, baby. Down.
Wait! I can't run another step. I have a stitch.
I don't think we were followed. The Borvali were too busy with the shoppers.
How could they have got in? The force wall goes right round the planet. The Borvali stay on their side. You lot stay on yours. That's the deal. We have to get out. Get help. Get the army. Anything.
We're not far from an exit. About 2 kilometers through soft furnishings.
Okay, let's go. See if we can get a hover cart. At least we won't have to keep running.
Good idea.
What is that?
3.5 on the Bogger scale. Confirmed. Chronovista Shatter 6-4.
What's that?
What?
Oh, don't play dumb. There's a red light flashing on your belt. What was that alarm and what was that voice?
Extreme danger. All executives above Damson level make their way to stationary department exit Z-9422. Repeat.
That?
All executives
What's
above
that?
Level
it's my new
execto
belt. I haven't read the instructions yet.
Oh, goddess. It's telling you to get out of here. If you know more about this than you're letting on, you'd better tell me or I'll start twisting your... No, on second thoughts, you might enjoy that. Just level with me, Keylor.
I honestly don't know what it means.
Joseph, dictionary.
Proceed.
Chrono Vista. Not a word I'm familiar with.
Checking. Check. Check. Boing. At the 72nd stroke, the time sponsored by Professor Bernice Summerfield will be...
absolutely enormous. Obviously, I couldn't say anything to him at the time, but he certainly goes down in my top 10 list of...
Stop! Joseph, why are you replaying my diary?
Boing!
We have to get going. Are you coming?
Yes. When we get out of here, Joseph, I'm going to have a major fiddle about inside you with a big screwdriver.
Boing!
Extreme danger. Extreme danger.
Oh, no. We're back in the stationery department again.
Oh, I had a feeling we weren't getting anywhere.
Extreme danger. Extreme danger.
Oh, can't you turn that thing off? It's making me too depressed to run.
I don't know how. I haven't read the instructions.
Oh, great. Danger. At least the Borvali don't seem to be in this area. Oh, that's a good idea, Benny. Professor Bernie Summerfield, chosen specialised subject. Tempting fate.
The exit should be around here. Yes, there it is. Through the paperclip section. Come on.
Extreme danger. Extreme danger.
What the bloody hell is that?
We're not getting out that way.
Once I get my head around having 5-metre-thick silver doors appearing out of nowhere trying to squash me, I'll get around to thanking you for saving my life.
To be honest, I was saving my own life. You just got in the way.
Charming.
Boing. 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 Perfectly normal. Boing.
Joseph, stop bobbing around like a demented ping-pong ball. You're making me cross-eyed.
Boing.
Are you recording?
Boing.
Take that as a yes. Okay, we're locked in Giga Market. We've spent nearly 2 hours now traipsing around, avoiding packs of Borvali and finding huge silver shutters over every exit. Short of finding the explosives department and blowing our way through an outside wall, we're here for the duration. So far, we've managed to avoid the Borvali. They're having a great time running up and down the aisles, hunting the terrified shoppers, and there's plenty to keep them occupied. But how did the Borvali come to be here? Balladrun is a divided planet. After the war, it was bisected by a 50-kilometer-high force wall, splitting the planet in two. There's the human sector and the Borvali protectorate. The Borvali seem to be appearing out of nowhere. Well, like the shutters. An invasion? Surely not. What tactical importance does a supermarket have? Something fully screwed up is happening here. Diary off.
Off, boing.
Success at last. I found it in haberdashery.
It's covered in blood.
Yes.
Oh, you could at least have wiped the seats.
Let's go. We'll head for the warehouse. The loading bays may still be open. We should be safe there.
Ha!
Oh, here we go. Got it.
Oh, come on. Can't this thing go any faster? They're gaining on us.
It's going as fast as it can.
Oh, they can smell the blood. I told you to wipe the seats.
They hunt by sight. How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, all right, smart ass. It can see that dropping blood.
Oh, no, not again.
Oh. Well, why are you slowing down, you idiot?
Because of that.
Mud and rocks. Where's it all coming from?
Thin air, like everything else. Hold tight.
Look out!
Bearing 176, target acquired. Fire! Cease fire! morning, sir. Good morning, miss.
Good morning.
You're a little off the beaten track.
So are you.
Fire at will! We're too exposed out here. You two, follow my men down that aisle. I'll take point. Move out!
Nice to see the cavalry have arrived. Keeler, are you all right?
Not really, no.
Were you injured?
No.
Then what's the matter? We've just been rescued!
Yes, but by soldiers 100 years out of date. These soldiers are from the past!
So, can you explain where we are?
You're in Giga Market, the greatest shop in the galaxy. Yeah, right.
One moment, the division were attacking on the Borvali flank, and the next were walking out of the mist into the bedding department of a consumer outlet. This Giga Market, where is it?
Balladroon.
Impossible, we're from Balladroon. Have the Borvali developed a teleportation weapon?
Look, this is Balladroon. I landed here this morning. All I wanted was a pair of bloody shoes, and I'd have been happy. Oh, look, could you take your helmet off? It's like talking to a huge one-eyed ant.
Oh, forgive me, miss.
Is that better?
You could say that. Steady, Benny. Look, from what Keeler was saying, you're from Balladroon's past. He says your uniforms are 100 years out of date. Time seems to be way out of sync here.
100 years? I find that hard to accept.
Don't take my word for it. Oi, Keeler, come here a minute!
Look, can we just start finding a way out of here?
Tell him about the uniforms.
Oh, right, yes. Well, as a member of the Balladroonian Historical Society, military memorabilia are a bit of a speciality of mine, and... Oh...
I like a man in uniform too, Keeler. But the glazed open mouth thing doesn't usually pull one, believe me. Keeler?
You're Tarband Trance.
What of it?
Lieutenant Colonel Tarband Trance. You're my grandfather.
Preconceptual sex not frowned on here, then?
Jog on to Vorax's core. Jog on to Vorax Core, stupid thing. Answer me, dammit! Heads are going to roll. And shoes are going to be replaced.
You expect me to believe that you're my grandson. You're 20 years older than I am.
It's true. Time here is completely out of kilter. You have to believe us.
He's telling the truth. How can we convince you? I know. I have a bit of experience of time travel myself. I've been in these sorts of situations before. Keeler, tell Tarband something only he could possibly know.
You were killed in the last battle of the Human Borvali War.
I don't think you quite grasped the full subtleties and fragility of the Web of Time, Keeler, but hey, all we have to do now is to make sure he dies. Piece of piss.
Time travel is impossible.
Whatever, but you are here and you must help us. This place is full of shoppers. Don't look at me in that blank she's mad sort of way. For shoppers, read Innocent Civilians or Code 96s or whatever macho nomenclature you want to give them. They need your help. They're under attack from the Borvali.
I don't take orders from civilians.
Are you happy to see innocent women and children slaughtered?
No.
Then use your men and round up the civilians. Protect them from the Borvali.
I will consider it as soon as I have made contact with Command Central. Wait here.
Keeler, are you absolutely sure he's your grandfather?
Yes, I have holovids of the whole campaign up until the last battle.
What happened?
No one is really sure. The Borvali had some sort of weapon that wiped out the entire battlefield, vaporized our forces and theirs. It was destruction on such a scale that both forces retreated. The force wall was constructed, and apart from a few minor skirmishes, it's been peace ever since. It's what we're celebrating this weekend, Freedom Day, the day the war ended.
And Tarband was lost in that battle?
Yes.
If there's one thing I've learnt in the years of my life... it's that there's no such thing as a coincidence. And when there is, it's time to duck and run for cover.
I can't raise control. All the chronometers are going haywire. It seems there may be some truth in what you've been saying.
And?
We'll help. Until we regain contact with control and are given fresh orders. My spotters have detected a concentration of hostiles about 20 clicks from here. I've ordered the division to split into 4 teams. 3 to search for civilians and bring them back here, and the 4th to engage the hostiles. You 2 will come with me. We'll be part of the 4th team.
Why? We can't! I must get out. I can't take any more of this.
Well, I want to know more about my death. Move out.
Halt! Why have you stopped again?
There is a blister the size of New Orpington on my heel and it bloody hurts. I wasn't expecting a forced march.
Those shoes are inappropriate for marching.
Oh, you don't say. Got it!
Engage!
We have picked separate wardrobes to hide in.
Sorry, I just followed you in.
Yeah, but not sorry enough to stop accidentally feeding me up. Do you mind?
Going?
I should go back for my men.
You saw what was happening. They didn't stand a chance. There were too many Borvali.
I shouldn't have been saving you two. I should have been with them.
I'm sorry, Tarband, but Keela is right. Your men held up the Borvali while we got away. They were very brave.
Going.
Do you think we could get out now?
I'll check.
Thank the goddess.
They appear to have moved on. It's safe. Transterfield HQ, come in. Nothing, damn it.
Here we bloody go again. Keylor, come out.
Why should I?
You're pathetic, Keylor, you know that.
I'm not a trained soldier. I haven't been through strange initiation ceremonies with a tangerine stuffed in my mouth.
Shut up, both of you. It may have escaped your notice, but everything around us has completely changed.
Oh, God.
Have we moved through time again?
Oh, probably. Who knows?
What are they?
Let's have a closer look.
Don't go near them.
Why not?
They might be dangerous.
Like everything else around here isn't. It's got a Giga Market price sticker on it. It's obviously for sale, but hang from the ceiling like that. What? No, that's too... Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
I told you not to touch it.
What kind of godforsaken evil operation are you running here at Giga Market?
Let go of me!
You knew what they were, didn't you? You knew!
I didn't!
So why did you warn me off? Didn't want me to see your tidy little sideline in boil-in-the-bag humans, eh?
I didn't know.
There must be hundreds of them.
It's got nothing to do with me. I didn't... Oh.
Go on. Tell me. Get many cannibals here, do you? What's your market share?
Calm down.
Oh, I feel very calm about seeing hundreds of my species hanging from the ceiling, double-wrapped for extra freshness. Explain.
It's not cannibalism, it's for the Borvali.
I'm sorry?
The Giga Market exists in two temporal locations, one in the human sector, one in the Borvali Protectorate.
I think I need to sit down.
The Giga Market Corporation saw the potential, the untapped potential, of moving into the Borvali Protectorate. Nobody had ever tried to sell them anything before. They were remarkably enthusiastic, even if their consumer choices were a little unusual.
You've been doing business with the enemy. You, my own flesh and blood, my future child, my son, gives rise to you.
It's just business.
Tell that to the pot-noodled people over there.
The Borvali took a long time to accept a humanely killed product. This is quite an advance on the live alternative.
So you've been turning vicious flesh-eating monsters into vicious flesh-eating consumers, and now I take it there's a spanner in the works. Hence the diverse time zones and the human safari park.
I'm as trapped here as you are.
You wanted to keep me around as a bloody diversion, didn't you? A tasty titbit in case you were cornered by the Borvali.
Anyone in my position would have done the same.
We can't stay here. We should try to get back to the command post.
No, we have to put a stop to this. Keela, where's the machinery that controls all this? The machinery that's fritzed up.
It doesn't matter. In a matter of hours, there'll be nothing left of the Giga Market.
Why?
Pretty soon, we'll be reduced to our constituent molecules.
What do you mean?
A time accident on this scale sets off a reaction program in the Giga Market Control Center. It'll have armed a blanking bomb. It'll wipe out everything so that the corporation can't be blamed. Why do you think I'd be so desperate to get out?
Well, why didn't you tell us before?
I thought the soldiers would help me escape.
Fantastic.
A bomb.
Yes, the likes of which you've never seen.
Well, Mr. Keylor Trance, now the tracker is picking up your signal, I think it's time for me to catch up with you personally. I'm seriously unhappy about the way my investments are being managed.
I don't know what's worse, freezing to death in here or being eaten out there.
Neither.
What is this place anyway? The Borvali answer to the freezer center?
More or less, yes.
Which way now, Keylor? Is this the way to central control?
Yes. Let go. You won't be able to do anything when you get there. The systems will be locked down. They give the executives time to leave the planet and then boom!
Oh, shut up! Okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
Lead on.
This way.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I thought I saw something moving. Over there.
A hostile?
Well, it isn't a girl guide.
Okay, start moving back. Behind me.
Granny, what big eyes you have.
Down.
What should we do now? I, for one, won't be starting any long books.
Lead on and button it.
All I'm trying to say is...
Oh, you heard the man. Go!
I'm through.
Get in, Keeler.
Are you any good with computers?
I've dabbled. Doesn't look like any time machinery that I've seen before, though. Keeler, do you know how to operate it?
No.
You must be familiar with some of the systems. Tell us what you know.
Well, that's stock control. That's security. That's the slave unit to the time engine, I think. I'm not sure.
Let's see. Nothing. I take it this countdown is for the blanking bomb.
I suppose so.
You suppose so? My men and thousands of civilians are about to be vaporised and the best you can do is suppose so.
No, kill me now. You'll be doing me a favour.
Drop the blaster, soldier boy.
Mr. Jogon.
Who are you?
The person with the gun.
Now, do you think you could just stand a bit further back? It's a little disconcerting when you spit like that.
Oh, no.
How dare you? To be covered in expectorate from one of the Vorax family is a rare honour.
And I'd like to keep it rare if that's okay. How did you find us?
I said drop the blaster.
Oh, do you mind? We're trying to defuse a bomb.
Bomb?
The systems here are on automatic. There's something called a blanking bomb about to explode, and if we don't find out how to turn it off, we'll all be atomized. So if you could just stop pointing that bloody laser pistol at us.
Drop your blaster, or I will drop you. Keeler, why didn't you tell me about the bomb?
What? I don't understand.
When I paid you to sabotage the time engines, you didn't say anything about a bomb. This disappoints me.
You?
Yes. Who do you think has been paying you? I usually don't announce to everyone that I'm involved in industrial subversion. All I wanted was enough bad publicity to send the stock market price crashing and make Gigamarket vulnerable to a takeover. But this? I didn't expect full-scale slaughter, and certainly not my own. I came here to enjoy my triumph, not to get vaporized.
Keeler! You caused all this.
It was never supposed to come to this.
You sabotaged the time control systems. I take it you're a fully qualified chrono engineer or whatever the current jargon is.
I have a basic understanding of...
Oh, give me strength.
How are you planning to defuse the bomb?
There's nothing we can do. Look at the countdown. The timing device isn't here, and we'd never make it to the time engine enclosure before the bomb goes off.
You will take us there or your final moments will be ones of intense agony. You two, follow him out. Now move!
There isn't time!
Then move faster. Go!
What about the blaster? We'll need it if we come into contact with Morbor Vale.
Just take out its power packs and give them to me. Proceed. Keep moving.
I'm not even sure if this is the right direction.
It had better be.
We might still be able to get out of the loading bays, Mr. Jogon. They're not that far.
Oh, typical. Save your own skin. What about all the customers still trapped in there with the Borvali?
No, they're all going to die anyway. What's the difference?
We will attempt to defuse the bomb. I don't want the Gigamarket destroyed. I will protect my investment.
Ah, that explains your altruism in wanting the bomb defused. Get down!
Give me the power pack, dammit!
Not on your Nelly.
They'll be on us in seconds. They're materialising all around.
No, wait! They're disorientated. Look, there are young with them. That one's pushing a shopping trolley, for goodness sake.
They're Borvali customers. The time shift must be bringing them in.
They're still Borvali. They're still hostiles. Give me the power pack.
Here. But I have the woman covered. Any tricks and I will cut her in half.
Acknowledged.
Oh, thanks.
for the 6th Battalion!
No! Turn back! Wait, men, not attacking! Stop! Stop!
It's over! Clearing weapon!
Hasn't there been enough slaughter today?
Excellent shooting, Lieutenant Colonel. I'll have those power packs back now, if you please. Thank you.
You heartless bastard.
The Vorax don't have hearts, Professor.
It shows. Consumer resistance, Mr. Jogon.
Run!
The shopping trolley's turbine! Grab one! Get in! I'll push!
Down the ramp!
Use the blaster!
The power pack!
As I'll club, you idiot!
Oh, yes!
Behind you!
What? Push! Grab my hand!
Okay! How do we steer this thing?
Oh!
Mindful of the shattered glass.
Oh, you okay?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Oh, you're bleeding.
It's nothing.
That Borvali clawed you from behind.
Yes, I can't feel a thing. It must be the adrenaline.
Oh, it's an ugly curtain anyway. Let me bandage your arm.
Boing!
Oh, I thought we'd lost you there for a minute, Joseph. Well followed.
Boing.
All that thing ever does is go boing. Oh, that hurts!
The time shifts are playing havoc with his internal timings. My diary's gone completely cockeyed. Anyway, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, you're angry with me.
Just because they were Borvali doesn't mean to say that they weren't innocent civilians. You saw what they were like. Confused, frightened, terrified.
Once they had regained their composure, they would have turned on us. It was kill or be killed. Ow!
Oh, sorry, is that too tight? I thought professional soldiers drew the line at killing women and children.
If I had not attacked first, we wouldn't be here to argue about it.
Whatever. Come on, this way.
Where are we going?
Jogon will still try to head for the bomb. Kilo will lead him there, and this tracker will lead us to Kilo.
Why should we follow them?
Kilo tried to sabotage the time engine, right? He tried to do it just a teensy-weensy bit, and he caused all this. Do you really want to leave him in charge of defusing this bomb?
Put like that.
So come on!
Hurry!
It doesn't want to take any of the security codes. The system is locked down. I keep trying to tell you that. The blanking bomb is going to explode. Why won't anybody listen to me?
Keep trying. The Borvali are close. Inside, now.
No!
Get inside.
Move. I can't move my legs. I'm stuck to the floor.
Close the door!
Yes, yes, yes. No? Damn it. No, it won't take the code.
What?
It won't take the code.
We don't have time for this. Leave it.
Have they gone?
I think so.
Oh, it's faint. They've either moved on quite a way or they're being shielded in some way. Ah, this is where they went, in here.
Let's go then.
Wait. There's something over there.
Careful, you don't know.
Whatever it is, it sounds like it's in trouble. Wait there if you want to. Goddess. It's all right. I've got you.
What are you doing? Put it down!
It's one of the group you shot. It's a child, Tarband. It crawled in there because it was terrified.
I'll soon put it out of its misery.
Clear those boxes off that bed.
No.
Then I'll do it myself. There you go, little one.
Why are you bandaging it? Keeping it alive will lead the others back here to us. We should kill it now.
It's not the enemy. Jogon is the enemy, and Kilo, your own grandchild. They're the ones that have caused all this, not the Borvali. They're just acting as nature intended them to act.
The Borvali are buying human corpses from Gigamarket.
Is it any different from you eating a hamburger? Enjoying a steak? They can't help their nature. The evil here is the exploitation of that nature by Gigamarket.
Stand back. As commanding officer, I am ordering that the Borvali hatchling should be dispatched.
Over my dead body, sunshine.
You are under military jurisdiction.
Am I bollocks? Look at it, you idiot. It's a child, a helpless child. It's scared. What harm can it do?
Stand back!
when will you soldier types appreciate that violence is not the answer?
All right. Wow, I could really get to like you.
Oh, goddess, what do they do to you guys? Just move it.
We must be close.
Yes. I think I can handle Keylor. If we get the drop on them, do you think you can get to Jogon?
He's large, but he moves quickly. He's good with a pistol, too.
Well, we have to find them first. With a bit of luck, we'll have the element of surprise.
Oh, that is a most unpleasant feeling.
I think I'm showing a few more grey hairs.
Like today hasn't been bad enough.
At the third stroke, the time sponsored by Kikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikik
Give it up.
Give it up.
Thank that goddess. That doesn't sound too healthy, does it?
I think we're getting close. There's an opening up ahead.
At the third strip, the time sponsored by Intercept will be 9, 4, 3, 6, 8, 4, 3, 6, 1, 8, 7, 8.
Time's flowing backwards!
Shield your eyes! The light!
We have to go in! I can't see Jogon or Keela! Maybe they didn't make it here! We have to stop the bomb!
Take my hand! I can hardly see anything in this light! We don't want to be separated!
Okay! I've got you! Joseph, stay close!
Boy!
What's happened?
Has it stopped?
No. Not a bit of it.
Boy.
Oh, great.
You see, it's too late.
He's right.
I don't understand.
The bomb has already exploded, and if we wait a moment or two...
We're not dead.
As obvious statements go, that one should win a prize.
We should be dead.
The sabotage time field is containing the explosion, rewinding it back to the point of detonation, letting it run so far and then dragging it back again. We didn't get a chance even to begin defusing the bomb. It exploded hours ago.
What can we do?
Well, we have some breathing space, but that's all. The whole thing is dreadfully unstable.
Well, you made it unstable. Can't you reverse the process?
It doesn't work like that. The chain reaction has moved too far.
But there is a chance.
Theoretically, but there is no way of predicting how long between each explosion sequence. If we're too close to the machinery when it goes off...
Well, we won't. When Keela told me about the tracker he'd given you, I surmised you'd both make it here, so... Professor, if you'd like to start making your way towards the control surfaces, Keela will fly you by remote control.
Me?
Well, you wouldn't expect me to waste Keela on the very first attempt, would you? He's the only one here with the slightest idea of how to stop this. As you can see, it is rather dangerous. Far too dangerous for him. Don't make me ask you again, or I will put several holes in the Lieutenant Colonel here.
I'll go first. Send me.
No. Professor.
How long do I have?
We don't know. But you have 10 seconds less now than when I first asked you. Move!
All right!
Head for the control surfaces.
Where?
The bank of computers to your right.
Oh, okay. What now? I can't see any buttons that say emergency override.
The green power stud. Push it.
Okay.
When the screen actuates, type in the following access code.
Benny, get out of there!
Oh.
Ever heard of a game called Russian roulette?
Up yours.
Back you go. And try to be a little quicker this time.
It won't let me access. Too fast! Slow down! How many times have I got to tell you? Oh, wait, you can shut up too.
A-B-4-5-J-K-L-X.
I'm in! Okay, there are tons of options. Which one? Bugger!
You're getting good at of that. Your shoes, however, are on fire.
The explosion got a bit further that time. The instability is worsening.
Okay, I'm going in again.
That's the spirit. Outstanding.
When I get out of here, Chugger!
I'm sure you will.
This is taking too long.
Nearly there. Are the schematics up?
Yes.
The bomb sequence codes will be locked in the catastrophe routine. Follow the path with your finger. It'll make them accessible.
What next? Benny!
My arm! One of them cut my arm!
Shut up! The Bovalli have gone. The explosion scared them off.
Do you really think they won't be back?
Well, we'll see, shall we?
No, let's try something else.
Ah! Let go of me! Ah! My arm!
Ah! And I can make it hurt one hell of a lot more. Ah. Now, jog on, you shoot me, and you'll shoot your ticket out of here.
Boing!
Turband! Look out! Keela has a pistol too!
Get off me!
No!
Kilo!
He's fading out of existence too!
What happened?
You got killed, then disappeared, and then reappeared. I...
Get off me!
Of course, it's a feedback loop. The time anomaly has taken Tarband back to a time before he had his son. No son, no Kilo. Kilo can't be there to shoot him, so Tarband comes back, has son, who has Kilo, who shoots Tarband. My head hurts. This is the grandfather paradox in action.
Get back to the control servitude.
I don't know what to do. I need Kilo to guide me. Anyway, everything seems to have calmed down for a moment. With Kilo partially out of existence, he wasn't able to sabotage the system in the first place.
But we're still here.
Time's being tied in knots. Who knows what version of the timeline we're surfing at the moment.
Get off me!
Get back!
It's going for Tarband and Kilo!
No! Oh. Ah!
Ah! Stop! It's dead! And so is Kilo. Well, that's torn it. But when did he die?
What happened?
Well, you're here. So Kilo was killed at some point in the sequence before he shot you. Well, that's good. But was it after he sabotaged the system? Oh, Goddess, I can't handle this. Big bugger, buggery, flip bollocks bugger!
Benny, where are you going?
What's she doing?
I've been shot at, blown up, spat on and served up as lunch. I've had enough!
You can't defuse the bomb now. Kilo's dead.
I'm not gonna defuse it. I'm gonna hit it.
What?
With my bloody shoe. Well, all this macho techno nonsense hasn't worked, has it? It's time to try a bit of feminine intuition. All I wanted was a few pairs of bloody shoes! Just some small piece of luxury something to make me feel like a woman again! Not just a dusty archaeologist with dirt under her fingernails and sand in her knickers!
Why didn't you think of that at the beginning?
I wasn't premenstrual enough.
Boing!
You did it. Which leaves me with one little problem.
Oh, what now?
Witnesses. I'm afraid I'm going to have to kill you both.
What a bloody surprise.
Stasis shutters lifting. Stasis shutters lifting.
And I have contact with the outside again, eh? Excellent.
Whoopee for you.
It is. When the pleasure centres of your brain are index linked to the galactic stock market.
Index linked? You get your rocks off on the stock market. You so need to get out more.
Market stock. Oh, it's fallen through the roof. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, it's in free fall. Yes. Falling. Falling.
I'm too fat.
I can't stand the pleasure.
No.
No!
don't think he was expecting that. What a way to go.
It was the fault that killed him. At least he died with a smile on his face. Oh, come on, let's get out of here. So, when I realised that the Gigamarket warehouse robots were pretty much the same design as my Archaeobots, Tarband and I reprogrammed them to corral the Bovali into their sector of the Gigamarket until the force wall could be relaxed and they could be herded back to the Protectorate. Thank the goddess Tarband didn't want to continue prosecuting his war across Gigamarket. It would have caused untold carnage. Virtual post-it note. And it probably would have destroyed half the shoes. Joseph's almost back to normal and the Archaeobots have come up trumps in my absence. Uncovered the entire latrine section, made some choice finds and packed themselves back into their crates. Just awaiting clearance from air traffic control, and I'll be on my way back.
Benny?
Oh, diary off.
Diary off?
Enjoying your own future?
Well, the men are a bit disorientated, but they enjoyed rounding up the Gigamarket executives and handing them over to the authorities. It'll be strange to attend the various celebrations that mark our deaths.
Primo bizarro.
It seems it was the time anomaly that wiped us from the battlefield and ended the war, not a Bovali superweapon.
There's an old Earth saying. Worst things happen at sea. Utter pants.
What were you doing?
Oh, the diary thing. Bit of a habit. But might also get a couple of chapters about this in the next book. Have you come to say goodbye? A peck on the cheek in your dress uniform? Just a thought. You know, you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
No, I have a message from air traffic control.
Oh, thanks for saving a large chunk of our planet. Here's some more shoes.
Not exactly. The shoes in your hold.
Yes, a few hundred choice examples.
Your credit chip bounced. They've been impounded.
You're bloody joking.
I'm afraid not.
Adrian!
Situation, Mr. Jogon. Please rest assured that we are doing everything we can to ensure a smooth conclusion to the day.
Jogon out. Page 14.
Kilo!
Professor, over here!
Oh, what's going on? People down there are being slaughtered!
Keep your head down! The Bovali hunt by sight, not by scent!
Bovali?
There are Bovali in the...
Oh, it was all going
Bovali.
So well.
Oh, sorry. Should we just roll straight into it again?
Absolutely.
Yes! Down, baby! Down!
That's really disgusting.
Professor, over here!
There are bodies everywhere!
Keep your head down! The Bovali hunt by sight, not by scent!
Bovali?
There are Bovali...
Actually, I wanted to do that first bit again anyway, so...
Right, okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Ah! Ah!
Well, they're very loud people, aren't they?
You wouldn't want to live next door to them.
No, you really wouldn't.
That's all for you. That's all for you.
Give me strength!
How are you planning to defuse the bomb?
There's nothing we can do. Look at the countdown. The timing device isn't here, and we'd never make it to the time engine enclosure before the bomb...
Could you just give me that lead into that line?
Connecting to wish lobe. Tickling bargain threshold. Welcome to...
That's just a fella. That's not a computer.
Oh, that's better. Now, yeah. What I was trying to say was...
Oh, no!
Well, you can join Benny and Tarband next week.